Okay, so we're doing Kufi Dala Malaf. We're doing Usug about it's Machlokes Visham Yisrael. It's not really specific to Lo Pesach. It happens to be in Arab Pesach, and it's also in Brachas.
Why is it twice?
So we're doing Usug. So Aga Borcha, there's Machlokes Visham Yisrael. It's not Machlokes about how you do Kiddush. So David asks, he says, yeah, but you see, this is already Mishnah Brachas. First Mishnah Brachas. In the 8th paragraph of Brachas. Eil Dvar Shemei Mishnah Yisrael is Besuda. Mishnah Yom Brachal Yom Vachach Brachal Yain. Yisrael Brachal Yain Vachach Brachal Yom. So you already have it. So there, it's good why it's there. That's the parak. The parak is, Eldon Shvei Mishnah Mesil Basuda. So that's the place to write it. That's the point of that's the whole parak there. But the question is, once you already have it in Brachos, so why do you have to list the whole thing again in Psachim? It's the same thing. You already know that Mishnah. So what I was saying is that it could be two different types. And David says you have a lot of all over the place. Gemara is saying, oh, we already learned that. You don't have to learn it again. So now what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah if we already learned it? See, but I think is that you have two kinds of Mishnah. So you can have a Mishnah. Normally, Mishnah is there to teach you halacha. So you learn the halacha. You don't have to repeat it. So there must be a chiddush. There must be a new halacha or something. But here it seems to be in this parak. If you look through the Mishnayos, besides the first Mishnah, the Rabbi Yonasi was going through the whole seder of Lo Pesach. So Mazgulo Kos Rishon, and he explains. If you're fond of Metal Lechazeret, so Mazgulo Kos Pas, and then later he has Mazgulo Kos Sheni Vekana Ben Shoa. I mean, it kind of itself. I mean, it doesn't sound like a normal mission. I mean, he's telling you, Ashi and Kol Parsha Kula. Then he goes through the whole, the next part of the Seder. And Leo Lomer, the Mishnayos in this parak, Mazgul Ocho Shlishi, this part of the parak, the Mishnayos, the Rabbi Yonasi is outlining the Seder for you. Okay, and as such, so to just leave out the first kos, and how you do the first kos, because it's already in Brachos, and you'd figure it out from there, would a part of the Seder would be lacking. It would be lacking in a part of the Seder. And Rabbi Yonasi's objective in this parak is not only to teach the halachos, but is like to lay out his like a little agada, or a little Seder halayla. So therefore, saying it was appropriate to repeat it. And it's clear that it's repetition. I mean, no one's going to try to find what's the new halacha. It's word for word repetition. I mean, like, you're talking about like a word in the Mishnah, the diak, you can't say it's that case because it's, because it must be something new. I mean, if it was repeating it, it would just repeat it right out. But here, of course, it's repeating. It's definitely repetition. The question is, in terms of his ordering, apparently it belongs in two contexts. So he's not going to cut one of them because it's already there. So that's, so that was the Gemara. So the Mazgul Kurt Rishon, Meshamayom Brachal Yom Vachach Brachal Yayin, Veselom Brachal Yayin Vachach Brachal Yayin. So the two brachos, Brachal Yayin and Brachal Yayin. Right, so the question is, which one do you do first? So Beishamai says you do not like we do. He says first you do the Yom, then you do the Yayin. And Beisil says you do the Yayin, then the Yom. Okay, like we do. Okay? Fine. And Rashi, the Rashi says, Yehudim and Kaddish al Pas. Same thing with Pas. Doesn't matter, because you can be do Kiddush on Pas.
Is that a Havmira that needs to be defined?
I don't know. Let's leave that for now. Okay, so same thing for Pas. So the Gemara says, Torabon, Torah Shem Beishamai Suda. Beishamai Yom Baruch HaYom HaKarach Baruch HaYayin. Why? He gives two reasons. Because the day Shiyavo, because the Yom causes the Yayin to come. Why does it cause it to come?
Because we're for Shabbos, we're making Kiddush.
Yeah, because the whole thing is you're making Kiddush. Now the Kiddush is Allah Yayin, but essentially it's Kiddush. So you say you do the Kiddush, then the Yayin. Right? And also the Rashbam explains, like the Rashbam says, V'kvar, by the way, Gorim Liyayin Shiyavo, Rashbam says, Kodim Seuda. Okay, Kodim Seuda. What he means there, I think, is, you figure what he means there?
Well, I thought it meant normally you would have Shkia.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's not saying that you don't drink wine. I mean, you can drink wine. Who's to say
it's cause for this drink?
Yeah, why are you drinking wine now before the meal? You don't only drink wine before the meal. Wine is what's together with the meal. But this wine's very existence is because of the Kiddush. It's because of the Kiddush. Right. Then he says, Kvar Kiddush Hayom, Tam Acher Noslom Dvarav. He's giving another reason. Dimitri Kibbol of there's another Gersom. I think they fix it. Means either when he accepted Shabbos or at Seis. As you can accept Shabbos earlier or at Seis. Kiddush Hayom. As the Yom was the Rei Mekudosh at Seis or when you accepted it earlier. V'adayin lo bo yayin l'shulchan. And the wine wasn't at the table until later. U'kashim shekodim l'knisa kachonu v'bracha. Just like the Kiddush came first in time, so do you make the bracha first?
Chronology.
Let's say he set the table before, earlier.
It's not yayin of the thing.
You're right. No, it doesn't mean the yayin is on the table. I mean, it means that the yayin was ready to make the bracha on the yayin, which is when you're there. It doesn't mean it's on the table. Fine. So it's two reasons, right? Two reasons. The question is, I mean, we're going to have to explain, analyze, what do you need two reasons for? Right? I mean, what's the point of two reasons? And it would seem, why is it that the yayin comes after the kiddush? Why is that?
Because
yeah. Since the kiddush causes the yayin, that's why the kiddush comes and then the yayin. Right? Because that's the cause. So why you can't have yayin before, and why? Because all yayin is because of the kiddush. So it's really one reason. Well, what's the point of the second reason for all together, right? Okay,
fine. Seems conceptually redundant.
Yeah, conceptually, yeah, exactly. Conceptually redundant. And the reasons themselves are conceptually redundant, and also we need two reasons.
Right.
When you're in the general question, and these very two reasons aren't even two different reasons. They seem to be one and the same. Why? Because the wine causes the kiddush to be said. Right, Rashi, what is that, Rashbam? Shemein lo yayin opas, mekadosh. Because if you don't have wine or bread, you don't have mekadosh. Mekadosh opas, mekadosh yayin, brechas opas kodim. So that is just filling in the same thing. So he's saying, why is it that because the wine causes the kiddush? Because if there's no wine, you wouldn't do kiddush.
It's a similar answer to the Shama, it's just on a different point.
Right. Well, it's kind of the opposite, though.
Yes,
it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Beshamai was saying is that the wine, that the kiddush caused the wine. Here he's saying is the wine caused the... What does he mean, by the way, he wouldn't do kiddush? There's no kiddush? Yeah, you still have kiddush in tefillah.
Right.
Which means that you wouldn't have this very kiddush only exists because of the yayin. What would you say is the cause, just on the surface?
What's the cause? Shabbos.
Shabbos is causing the yayin. It seems like it doesn't make any sense to Beisol's point. Beisol's point is because if there was no wine, then there would be no kiddush.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it's the cause. Because that's not a causation. A causation means that one thing causes the other. It's the cause, right? Kiddush is causing the yayin. It happens to be the
necessary.
The way that you do it is through yayin. So if you don't have the way to do it, then you don't do it. But that doesn't make the wine the cause. That's not causation. Right? You think of examples. It's just, if you think it through, it doesn't make sense. It's not, you're just flipping things. Right? And it's because there's only one way to do the main thing. The kiddush is the thing.
If you don't have a scalpel, you can't do surgery.
So there's surgery and needs a scalpel. So you're not going to say that having the scalpel is the cause of surgery.
Right.
No, surgery is the cause, and they use the scalpel. But it would be crazy to say, oh, I'll tell you, scalpel's the cause, because if there's no scalpel, you wouldn't do surgery. That doesn't mean it's the cause. Okay. So that's his first reason. So that we have to explain. And then he says another reason. And Dovar Acher, Berachas Hayayin Tadiro, Berachas Hayayin Meina Tadiro, Tadar Shein Tadir, Tadar Kodem. So general argument. Right? General argument, Tadar Shein Tadir, Tadar Kodem. Yilchus Lek Dura Beisel. So Gemara asks, "My davar acher? Why do you need to have another reason?"
Is this for both of them, or just for
I think it's just for yourself.
Just for
so why do you have to give a second reason? Why do you, because he's the one who says davar acher. So why do you say davar acher? He had a good reason. His first reason was because the yayin caused the
right.
Oh, I know why. Because if you're going to tell me Beis Shammai had two reasons, but still only has one. So Hanami Tartinenu. I also got two reasons. Okay, so I got two reasons also. So not so fast, Beis Shammai. Okay? So it goes without saying that has to be explained, right? I mean, what kind of... It's just like a funny argument. I mean...
If it's sufficient reason...
Yeah, if it's a good reason, it's a good reason. It's not a good reason, not a good reason. Like, what kind of thing is that? Okay, so we got a lot of things, right? I mean, what are the machloksim here? What are the two reasons? What's the...
Do they match up, the reasons?
Do they match up? That's a good question. Do they match up? Right? I mean, these are problems.
No.
Okay, so that's what we're fine.